弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
这个我们开始的时候还是有一个祷告啊。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢你，还给我们机会来学习你的话。
Lord, we thank you that you give us an opportunity to learn from your word.
主啊，求你愿你的真理使我们成圣，你的话就是真理。
Lord, we pray that you can open our, give us the truth. Your word is the truth.
我们把以下的时间恭敬仰望在你的恩手中。
Put the following time into your hands.
主啊，求你愿你自己的同在来覆庇我们。
May your presence, guide us.
你的圣灵来充满我们每一个人。
May your spirit fill each and every one of us.
你自己对我们的心说话。
May you speak directly to our hearts.
使这个聚会成为神与人相聚的聚会。
And that this is a meeting between man and God.
感谢赞美主，把一切荣耀都归给你。
We thank and praise you. We give you all the glory.
去听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们开始的时候还是先来读一些主的话啊。
We're going to start by reading a few passages from the Word.
弟兄姊妹们，请先打开诗篇119篇。
Please first turn to Psalm 119.
第67节。
Verse 67.
我先读国语，然后弟兄读英文。
I will first read Chinese and then my brother will read in English.
119篇67节，我为受苦以先走迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。
119 verse 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word.
然后同样是119篇第71节。
Same chapter verse 71.
我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。
It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn from your statutes.
75节。
Verse 75.
耶和华，我知道你的盼语是公义的，你使我受苦是以诚实待我。
I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me.
这是我和弟兄姊妹们要交通一个，这个最近圣灵一直带我们引到一个点里面。
Today I want to just share with brothers and sisters how the Holy Spirit has been leading me recently.
我想我们能活在世界上啊，这个受苦是在所难免的。
If we live in this world, dealing with suffering is inevitable.
没有人没有受过苦吧。
No one has not suffered.
那我以前以为说信主之后呢，我们就可以少受一点苦。
I used to believe that after I became a Christian, maybe I would suffer less.
那当然其实不是，信主之后呢受苦更多。
But I think after I believed in the Lord, maybe I suffered more.
但是感谢主，我们受苦和世人受苦是不一样的。
But we thank the Lord for our suffering, it's different than those who don't know the Lord.
我们知道世上的人他们受苦最多只是增加他们一点点的经验，他们一点点的知识。
We know if you don't know the Lord, your suffering just adds a little bit to your experience and to your knowledge.
但是我们受苦呢，我们增加的是生命，增加的是基督。
But for us who know the Lord, when we suffer, we gain life, we gain more of Christ.
所以我们受完苦之后呢，如果生命还是没有改变的话，那我们这个苦就白受了，就跟世人一样。
So if we have suffered and we don't gain Christ's life, then our suffering is for naught and it is a waste.
我想我们受苦的原因有非常多。
There's many reasons why we suffer.
但是总的来说，我们可以把它分成两大类。
But perhaps we can put them in two large categories.
那第一个呢是这个消极的、被动的、消极的、
passive. The first type is a passive reason.
那另一类呢就是积极的。
And the other is active.
啊，那今天我们。感谢主，我们先交通这个消极的啊。
Thank the Lord, today we'll first discuss the passive.
Yeah, 因为我发现说我们大部分受苦都是被动的，都是消极的。
I find that many times when we do suffer, it is a passive way.
那消极的一面呢？我想第一个就是因为罪。
The first and in the passive reasons, I think the first is sin.
我们知道，当我们的始祖亚当他犯罪堕落之后，地就受了咒诅。
We know that our forefather Adam, when he sinned, the ground was cursed.
那在创世纪第三章那里，神对亚当说：“你必终身劳苦，才能够从地里得吃的。”
In Genesis, the Lord says to Adam, cursed is the ground because of you.
然后接着他又说，你必汗流满面才得糊口。
He says then, through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life.
那不单单亚当呢，夏娃也是一样。
Not only to Adam, but to Eve, similarly.
那神对夏娃说什么呢？他说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚。
The Lord said to Eve, I will make your pains in childbearing very severe.
所以你生产儿女必多受苦楚。
With painful labor, you will give birth to children.
所以我们发现说，无论男女，我们这些人，我们生来就是罪人，生在罪中，长在罪中。
So we know whether we're man or a woman, we were born in sin and we live in sin.
所以我们受罪的苦，这个是在所难免的，这个是理所当然，必然的。
So it's natural that we suffer the consequences of sin.
那这个是第一个，第二个呢？这个我们受苦呢，是因为世界。
The second reason that we sin is because of the world, or because we suffer is because of the world.
我想我们受的许多苦啊，都是从世界上面来的。
Many of the sufferings that we endure come from the world.
主耶稣自己也说，我们在这个世界上我们有苦难。
The Lord Jesus himself said, in this world you have many sufferings.
特别是如果我们爱世界，我们效法世界，跟随这个世界的潮流，那我们就多受苦了。
Especially if we love this world and we follow the things in this world, we may suffer with it.
那比如说挪德。
For example, Lot.
挪德因为爱世界，他就这个迁移自己的帐篷，他就住在索多玛。
Because Lot loved the world, he pitched his tent in the world in Sodom and Gomorrah.
结果当神要毁灭索多玛的时候，差一点这个连挪德和他的妻子也被毁灭了。
So when the Lord meted justice on Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot narrowly escaped and his wife was turned to a pillar of salt.
那当然他的妻子后来这个因着贪恋世界转头一下他就变成岩柱。
That happened when she turned her head back to the world.
那就变成这个耻辱的标志。
Became a symbol of turning back to the world.
那这个第三个呢是因为己。
The third reason is because of self.
我想我们人如果爱自己的话，那这个是必定会受苦的。
If we as people love ourselves, we will definitely suffer.
但是呢，很遗憾的是，我们都爱自己。
But we all love ourselves.
所以我们都会受苦。
And therefore we all suffer.
那这个恐怕也是我们受苦这么多一个最主要的原因。
So these are some of the, this might be one of the reasons we suffer the most.
我们自尊心太强，这个肉体的情欲太盛，性格太突出等等，这个都会造成我们受苦。
We care too much about our own desires, our flesh is too strong, etc. These are all reasons which cause us to suffer.
那在圣经当中呢，有许多这样的例子。
In the Bible, there's many examples of this.
一个特别突出的例子就是雅各。
One obvious example is Jacob.
那我们知道说雅各他这一生受了许多的苦难。
We know that Jacob had undergone many sufferings in his life.
先是他用诡计得着了这个长子的名分。
First, he received the birthright through less honest means.
然后呢，再用诡计得着了这个长子的福分。
And then he received the blessing also through dishonest means.
所以呢，结果他就怕他哥哥杀他。
Then he was afraid that his brother was going to kill him.
然后他就逃跑，这个一逃就是二十年。
And then he fled for 20 years.
如果我们读圣经的话，就发现说他这个二十年里面，连他母亲最后的一面都没有见到。
If in the scriptures you read that because he fled for 20 years, he didn't even get to see his mother pass.
然后他在他这个母舅拉班那里服侍，这二十年就是在他舅舅手下服侍他的羊群。
In these 20 years, he served his father-in-law Laban.
那这个圣经里面怎么说呢？他说他这个二十年之久啊，白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜。
The scripture tells us that Jacob said, "The heat consumed me in the daytime, and the cold at night, and sleep fled from my eyes."
不得合眼睡觉啊。那这中间呢，拉班还十次改了他的工价。
And then in this time period, Laban changed his wages 10 times.
如果有羊叼了，这个羊叼失了，不论什么时候，不论怎么叼失的，他的舅舅都问他拿。
If a wild animal took one of the sheep, or whatever reason, his uncle demanded that payment from himself.
然后好不容易熬完了这二十年，我们想他的日子应该好过一点了。
And you would think maybe after these 20 years of suffering, his life would take a turn for the better.
结果他回到他父家的时候，还是怕他哥哥记仇又杀他。
But when he returned to his father's house, he was again afraid that his brother was going to kill him.
他怎么样子呢？他七次俯伏在他哥哥面前下拜。
And seven times he asked for mercy in front of his brother.
那到了后面呢，我们以为说他这个受苦应该差不多了。
And maybe we think that, okay, maybe his suffering has ended.
但是呢，雅各他后半生他受的苦更多。
But the second part of his life, he suffered even more.
我们知道这个约瑟的哥哥们啊，他们把这个雅各最疼爱的儿子约瑟卖到埃及去。
We know that, Joseph, his youngest son, was sold into slavery by his older brothers, Jacob's older children.
然后他的哥哥们合起来骗他的父亲雅各，就说这个约瑟他这个被野兽撕裂。
And these other sons of Jacob, the brothers of Joseph, lied to their father and told him that his youngest son Joseph was eaten by a wild beast.
当然不是他们直接告诉他父亲的，是打发人去拿着一个带血的衣服去给他父亲看。
They didn't directly say this, but they implied it with a piece of clothing that was dipped in blood.
那个时候雅各他非常的痛苦，伤心欲绝，他不肯受安慰。
At that time, Jacob was in deep sorrow and he was inconsolable.
所以我们看见说这个雅各他的一生呢，其实那就是苦难的一生。
So we see that in Jacob's life is really a life of suffering.
他这一生也是我们这一生真实的写照。
And his life is also similar to our lives.
这圣经里面雅各其实最像我们，我们最像雅各。
In the scriptures, we're very similar to Jacob.
我们也像雅各那样以自己为中心。
We have this self-centeredness like Jacob.
做什么事都是为着自己。
Whatever we do, it's for ourselves.
所以呢，神就容许各样的环境领导我们。
So the Lord allows for a lot of circumstances to occur in our lives.
但是我们感谢主啊，虽然我们受苦的原因有许许多多，但是这个受苦这个不是最终的目的，受苦只不过是神的一个手段。
But we thank the Lord that though we suffer much, it's not the purpose of our lives to suffer, but that is just a means to an end for the Lord.
我们受苦这么多，主耶稣在我们身上只有一个目的，就是要把我们从雅各制作成以色列。
And all that suffering in our lives is only for one purpose, is to change us from Jacob to Israel.
因为只有以色列才能够承受神的旨意，雅各不能。
Only Israel could accomplish the will of God, not Jacob.
我想没有哪一个父亲愿意自己的儿女受苦。
No father or mother would want their children to suffer.
他们巴不得儿女们每一个都开开心心，是吧？
They want all their children, every parent, to be happy and joyful.
但是我们的父亲知道，他如果不管我们的话，我们就会一条路走到黑。
But our Father in heaven knows if he doesn't discipline us, our lives will be walked towards destruction.
所以我们的父亲，我们的神，他容许这些苦难临到我们，乃是为着我们的益处，乃是因为他爱我们。
So our Father, the Lord, allows these difficulties to occur in our lives in order to mold us and shape us.
所以他不愿意看到我们这个一直错下去，他因为爱我们的缘故，他就来管教我们，就来归正我们的脚步。
Because of love, he doesn't allow us to walk in our own way, but he disciplines us and changes us.
大概在几个月以前，我妹妹她这个她脖子中间突然长出了一个很大的球状的肿块，在脖子正中间。
A couple months ago, my sister developed a growth in her neck.
那起初的时候以为说她这个是甲状腺，只不过是平常的甲状腺肿大。
Initially, the doctors thought it was a thyroid nodule.
但是呢后来经过检查，经过这个超声波，经过 CT scan， 经过许许多多的检查，然后发现说这不是普通的肿大。
But after further investigation, the doctors found that it was not a regular thyroid growth.
这个是甲状腺肿瘤。
But this was a thyroid tumor.
所以我妹妹和我妹夫他们就上网去查了许多的资料。
So my sister and her husband went online to do a lot of searching.
他们发现说我妹妹这个症状这个跟甲状腺癌后期，就是最末期，非常的吻合。
And from what they could see, their symptoms were very similar to thyroid cancer.
然后之后他们就做了这个活体测试，报告出来了，他们两个看了报告，发现说果然是甲状腺癌。
So they did a pathology, of the thyroid growth, and they found that yes, indeed it was cancer.
而且他们看见说这个是甲状腺癌当中最坏的一种。
And they found that it was out of the thyroid cancers,The one with the worst prognosis.
这个通常存活率就是几个月，不到一年。
The life expectancy is months to less than a year.
所以，这个我妹妹跟我妹夫他们听到这个消息之后，非常的痛苦。我妹妹几乎崩溃。
So my sister and her husband, when they heard this news, they were devastated.
因为他们，我妹妹还很年轻。
She's very young still.
你们看我并不是很老嘛，所以我妹妹还很年轻。
I am not that old myself, so my sister is younger than me.
而且呢，他们两个孩子，这个一个在读中学，一个在读小学。
And they have two children, one in middle school and one in elementary.
所以我妹妹就打电话给我说，哥，我现在该怎么办？
So my sister called me and said, brother, what do I do?
她说两个小孩子该怎么办？
What do I do about my children?
那我就安慰她说，我说妹妹不要怕，要祷告。
So I comforted her. I said, "Don't be afraid."
我说哥哥也会为你祷告。
I will pray for you as well.
那感谢主啊，和我在一起成根的弟兄姊妹们，天天迫切的为我妹妹祷告。
Thank the Lord that those brothers and sisters I meet together regularly with, we all prayed urgently for my sister.
那我也和我妹妹这个交通了许多我们教会当中美好的见证。
And I shared many testimonies from our brothers and sisters at our church with my sister.
我就跟他说，在我们教会当中，有的弟兄他病得比你更重。
I said, in our church, there's a brother who has more severe illness than you.
在人看来已经没有希望了。
In the eyes of man, there's no longer hope.
但是呢，靠着神的恩典，他仍旧在教会当中为神做美好的见证。
But by the Lord's mercy, he is able to stand and testify in the church.
那我叫他要好好的祷告，不要怕，只要信。
So I asked her, don't be afraid, just keep praying.
那我跟他说，我们是生是死，这个不在于我们得了什么病，我们生死乃是在神的手中。
I told her that our lives, the destiny is, doesn't matter on what terms of, what type of disease we might encounter because our lives are in the Lord's hands.
那个时候呢，刚刚好是过年。
That was right around the time of the New Year.
我们本来是要欢欢喜喜的来过一个好年来的。
We were supposed to celebrate, the New Year together.
结果那个是最惨的年。
Unfortunately, it became a sorrowful, holiday.
就在过年的那一天，我妹妹进了急诊室。
On that very day of the New Year, my sister entered the emergency room.
所以我们实在是没有一点点的兴致，这个要过什么年。
So we had no, desire to celebrate.
那我妹妹也在那几天这个交代后事。交代后事。这个死了之后又怎么样
Oh, so in those days, my sister was determining what to do, her will and her post.
她告诉我妹夫说，这个我不在了之后，你要给孩子吃什么，给孩子穿什么。
She was telling her husband how you can take care of the children after I go.
你怎么来管这两个孩子
？And how will you take care of our children？
但是呢，因为他这个过不久，他就动一个很大的手术，就是又切除了。
Soon after this, she underwent a large surgery.
但是在手术之前，要最后一次看一看那个专家。
But right before the surgery, she was going to see the specialist one last time.
结果那天专家拿着这个活体检测的报告对我妹妹说，放心，你没事了。
And the specialist took the pathology report and told my sister, don't worry, you're fine.
他说你得的乃是良性肿瘤，而且是良性当中最好的一种。
He said to her, actually, your pathology results show that this is benign, not a cancerous growth.
他说动一个小小的手术把你这个瘤切除掉，你就跟正常的一样。
He said, we'll just take out the thyroid with a small procedure and you'll be fine.
然后我妹妹跟我妹夫他们愣住了，他们说这报告里面不是明明写着恶性肿瘤甲状腺癌吗？
So my sister and her husband were shocked. They said, didn't the pathology report say that this was malignant and the worst type of thyroid cancer?
那个专家说，他说你们看错了。
The specialist said, you misread the report.
他说这里面不的确是写着甲状腺癌，但是他说是怀疑有甲状腺癌，所以做了这个活体测试。
They said, he said to her, the pathology report says they are concerned about thyroid cancer, and that's why they did further investigation.
现在结果出来已经确定了这是良性的，而且是最轻的那种。
But the results show that indeed, further testing, this is a benign pathology report, and actually one of the least concerning growths.
我之前想了很多，我想这个我祷告的时候我在想说，主会这样子帮助他们，会那样子帮助他们，主怎么样握住医生的手，怎么样动手术顺利，我想了非常多。
So when I was praying for them, I was thinking in various ways, how would I take care of my sister? In what ways would the surgeon treat her? And which ways her disease process would go?
但是我想破头脑都想不到这个结局是这样子。
But in all my imaginations, I would never realize that this conclusion would come to be.
所以你知道，许多时候我们越想象限制了神的作为。
So in all, many times we in our imaginations try to direct the will of God.
那经过这件事之后，那天在医院里面，我妹妹出来了，我妹妹打电话给我。
So after her surgery, my sister called me.
他打电话给我，他就哭着对我说，他说，哥，感谢主还给我一次活的机会。
She called me and she said, brother, thank God for giving me a second chance at life.
他知道他这个生命，他这个机会是神给他的。
She knew that this opportunity, this life was given to her by the Lord.
他已经做好了必死的准备。
She had already prepared her will.
啊，结果这个也这么一个翻转。
But there was such a big change.
然后他接下去说，我以后一定要好好的爱主。
And she said, from henceforth, I will love the Lord.
他说我很后悔以前没有好好追求。
I regret that I was not pursuing the Lord previous.
我妹妹和我是同时信主的。
My sister and I believed in the Lord at the same time.
但是呢，这个大概二十年以来，基本上没有追求过。
But in these 20 years, she hasn't really pursued the Lord.
没怎么祷告，没怎么读经，也基本没有聚会过。
She hasn't really prayed, she hasn't really read her Bible, and she hasn't really been meeting.
我多次劝她，但是她非常忙。
Though I have encouraged her in the past, she hasn't really responded.
她几乎把所有的时间都给了这个工作，给了家庭。
She has given most of her time to her work and her family.
给主的时间几乎没有。
But not a lot of time to the Lord.
啊，不单单如此。
Despite this,
在去年的时候，这个东方闪电的人过来接触他。
Last year, there was a member of the Eastern Lightning cult who came to talk to her.
然后他就去东方闪电那边去听到。
So she went to an Eastern Lightning meeting.
啊，那这个仇敌啊，他最喜欢迷惑那些迷路的人。
The enemy loves to try to hinder those who are a little bit lost.
我以前对东方闪电有所了解，但是并不太在乎。
I knew a little bit about Eastern Lightning, but I didn't really think too much of it.
因为我知道这些东西，这些异端迷惑不了我。
Because I knew that these cults would not bother me.
但是仇敌很诡诈。
But the enemy is very sly.
他迷惑不了你，他迷惑你的家人。
Though he may not mislead you, he can mislead your family members.
在教会中当中也是一样，或者那些生命成熟的强壮的他迷惑不了。
In the church, similarly, maybe he can't mislead those who have a strong life in the Lord.
但是那些软弱的、落单的仇敌就像吼叫的狮子一样，要吞吃你。
But those who are not who are spiritually weak, the enemy is like a roaring lion waiting for someone to devour.
因为仇敌知道他攻击一个肢体，就是攻击你整个身体。
Because the enemy knows if he attacks one part of your body, he is attacking the entire body.
我妹妹她住在Bellevue，这两年以来，特别是这两年啊。
My sister lives in Bellevue, and in particularly these last 2 years.
这个你们知道名字的啊，像耶和华见证人、新天地、这个安息日会、东方闪电等等等等，全部都敲过她家的门。
She's had her doors been knocked on by many people, including Jehovah's Witnesses.Think Mormons and Eastern Lightning.
你知道仇敌的意思就是说一个不行就多来几个。
The enemy's thoughts are, if one isn't enough, maybe I'll send a few others.
总有一个你会被迷惑到。
Maybe at least one of them will mislead you.
所以啊，这个特别是初信主的，特别是青年的弟兄姊妹，我劝你们不要有好奇心啊，千万不要去这个去试一试什么的。
So, I urge brothers and sisters, particularly those who are new in your faith or younger, do not, let your curiosity get the better of you.
所以当我听到我妹妹说她这个已经在东方闪电聚会好几个月的时候，我整个人惊呆了。
So when my sister told me she has already been meeting with the Eastern Lightning, for several months, I was bewildered.
我感到难以置信，我就问我妹妹说怎么可能呢？你信主二十年，怎么可能会这个跟随这个异端。
I did not believe it. I told my sister, you've known the Lord for 20 years. How could you follow a cult?
我们知道这个异端的国语翻译的非常好，这是另一端嘛。我们是往天上去的，这个异端是往地底下去的。
The translation for cult in Chinese means that you are not following the true path. You're following a path towards destruction.
我妹妹回答我说，她说这些人很热情，人很好。而且他们讲的也很有道理。
And my sister told me, well, these people, they're very compassionate. They're good people. And what they say makes sense.
然后他花了大概一个多小时时间跟我讲他这几个月以来从异端那边所领受的那些真理。
So she told me,
所谓的真理。
For the next hour, her testimony, what she had gained supposedly from this cult over the last several months.
你知道我越听越心惊啊。
The more I heard, the more my heart was shocked.
我以前总以为说这些异端都是胡说八道。
I used to think that these cults would speak nonsense.
但是不是。
But it wasn't.
他们 99% 讲的是对的。
99% of what they said was true.
或者只有 1% 是错的。
Maybe only 1% was false.
他们这个用之前 99% 的对来证明他后面 1% 那个错也是对的。
They use the 99% of truth to justify the 1% of falsehood.
所以他这个我妹妹就对我说，她说到了最后啊，她讲的那些真理全部讲完了，到了最后我妹妹对我说，她说哥，你知道吗，主耶稣基督第二次再来其实已经来了。
So then at the very end she told me, do you know that our Lord Jesus Christ, his second coming, it's already happened.
只不过是隐藏的，我们看不见。
It's only hidden, so we can't see it.
你知道这个东方闪电的，他们非常的诡诈。你如果接受这个的话，到后面他就跟你说这个女基督你也接受了。
So the Eastern Lightning is pretty sly. They say if you believe this piece, then you also believe in the female Jesus Christ.
所以我就严厉的警告他，我就把这个圣经的真理再跟他讲了一下，主的再来再跟他交通了一下，然后我严厉的警告他，你马上断绝与这些人的关系。
So I severely warned her. I said, this is what the Bible says about the Lord's coming, that is untrue, and that you must leave this cult.
我想这件事情如果不是主插手了，这个后果不堪设想。
If the Lord had not intervened, I didn't know what the result would be.
所以为什么许多时候我们会受苦呢？我们走迷路了，走错了。
So why do we sometimes suffer is because we have gone astray, we have walked in the wrong path.
主耶稣为了挽回我们，为了拯救我们，他不得不让我们受苦。
The Lord, because he loves us, because he wants to discipline us, he does not want us to suffer. He will.
所以我们感谢主啊，其实他受苦是爱我们，是为着我们的益处。如果这件事没有主插手的话，我不知道我妹妹这个接触这个东方闪电会接触到什么样子。
So sometimes when we endure these sufferings, again, the Lord is using it to guide us and to realign us. I can't imagine what would have happened if my sister had not had this diagnosis of a thyroid tumor, what her result would have been.
这个时间过得非常快，我时间已经到了啊。
Time is going very fast and my time is already up.
那我想最后这个我最后我就停在这里，我不交通了。后面刚刚我读的那三节经文啊，弟兄姊妹们，如果有时间的话可以去看一看，你就知道说这个神是何等的爱我们。
I will then end my sharing here. The passages that we read earlier, maybe our brothers and sisters can go back to reread it and just be reminded that the Lord truly loves us.
把时间交给洪忠弟兄。
Give the time to our brother John.
I was really thankful as our brother went through his message.
当弟兄们在分享的时候，我实在是感谢主。
Honestly, tell you this morning when I woke up, I was still wondering how I'm going to cover all I wanted to say within 25 minutes.
今天早上在我早上在主面前寻求的时候，说我这25分钟里面怎么样来分享我要讲的信息。
But he covered quite a bit of it.
我们的弟兄已经分享了很多。
So I get to save a lot of time.
也省了很多很多时间。
Let's pray and we'll enter into the message.
我们一边祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much that you're truly amongst us and you're working.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你实在在我们中间，你在我们中间工作。
It is such a joy to come to realize that you are amongst us.
我们意识到你在我们中间，我们是何等的欢喜快乐。
There's nothing can be more satisfying.
没有任何事情比你在我们中间，我们更觉得快乐。
Thank you so much.
我们谢谢你。
In your precious name we pray.
为你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to share with you upon Psalm 73.
今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹们来分享诗篇第73篇。
It's a very long psalm to be covered in 25 minutes.
这实在是一首很长的诗篇，在25分钟里面可能很难讲完。
But I still want us to read through, so I'm going to ask my brother to read through in Chinese and the English speaking brother and sister. Please read along.
我们还是想把它读一遍，我们请弟兄用中文来读，我们请那些说英文的弟兄我们一块跟着来读。诗篇七十三篇，神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人，至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌，我见恶人和狂傲人想平安就心怀不平，他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力气却也壮实，他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人招灾，所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的项上，强暴像衣衫遮住他们的身体，他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的，他们讥笑人，凭恶意说欺压人的话，他们说话自高，他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地，所以神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水，他们说神怎能晓得，至高者岂有知识呢？看了，这就是恶人，他们既是常想安逸，财宝便加增。我实在突然洁净了我的心，突然起手表明无辜，因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩戒。我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子。我思索怎能明白这事，眼看时系为难，等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。你实在是把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在尘人之中，他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。人睡醒了怎样看梦，主啊你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像，因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知在你面前如畜类一般，然而我常与你同在，你搀着我的右手，你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。除你以外，在天上我还有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行淫的，你都灭绝了。 但我亲近神是与我有益，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
Thank you, brother. So our brother Xinyuan actually talked about the suffering. My suffering is my good.
我们的弟兄信远弟兄刚才提到说，我们受苦是与我们有益的。
And this Psalm 73 is talking about the nearness of the Lord is my good.
这里诗篇七十三篇讲到说，神与我们同在是对我们有益的。
与我亲近是与我有益。
神与我们亲近是对我们有益处的。
So, the burden I have in my heart is to share upon the purity of heart.
今天早晨我心里面的负担和弟兄们来分享，就是我们心里面洁净的心。
Many times I've read Psalm 73.
许多年我读了七十三篇许多回。
I have always thought this is a psalm talking about someone who has observed a lot of things in the life and he troubled, couldn't come to a good conclusion.
我在以前在读七十三篇的时候，我一直觉得这里面有一个人，他的一生是这样的苦。他好像在神的面前受了很多的苦，他里面有很多的就是不理解不明白。
On one side, we see all these people, arrogant people, proud, and they are living, and wicked people as it described in Bible.
那另一方面的话呢，这里也看见说好像有一些恶人，他在那些作恶却没有受到惩罚。
However, they seem to live in a very prosperous life.
好像他们一生作恶，可是他们一生却是富贵发达。
On the other hand, I see myself living suffering.
然后另一方面的话呢，好像看见我自己却在那受苦之中。
I try so hard to keep the purity of heart in front of the Lord.
在主的面前，我好像用尽我的努力要保持我们心里面的全净。
Yet I'm suffering.
但我还是受苦的。
Why? Where's the Lord?
我常常在里面问说，为什么？我们的主在哪里呢？
It is a wandering of the life that a lot of puzzles a lot of people.
好像这是我们每一个人生活中的一些疑问。
And the psalmist actually described that, oh, when I come into the house sanctuary and I really get the answer.
我们诗篇的作者在这里说，当他来到神的家中的时候，他就得到那个答案。
Oh, really, my rest and my satisfaction is in the house of the Lord.
因为我们的安息，我们的满足是在神的家中。
However, today, I want to share from a very different perspective with you.
但今天早晨我要和大家来分享从一个不同的角度来看。
A few months ago when I read this and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, that's what I have known is not enough. Please tell me what exactly you want to teach me with this today.
几个月前当我在读这篇诗篇的时候，我跟主说，主啊，我所领受的好像远远不够，请你来教我。
And the Lord highlighted this verse 1 to me.
我们的主就把这个诗篇的这个第一节放在我的心中。
Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
It seems to me that the whole psalm, with this highlight, when you read through the whole psalm,There is a very different perspective.
当我们把这节经文放在心中，然后来读这诗篇的时候，我们就不同的领受。
This is the psalmist actually. I want to take a minute to highlight the psalm. This is a psalm actually written by Asaph.
这个诗篇的作者实际上是亚撒。
You know, Asaph in the original name actually it means the collector.
亚撒这个名字的意思就是那个收集者。
This is someone who is very carefully collecting his spiritual learnings in front of the Lord.
这是一位很仔细的一位基督信徒信主的人，他们在主的面前来收集他在主里面的经历。
You know, in whole psalm there are 11 psalms written by Asaph.
在整部的诗篇里面大概有十一首诗是亚撒写的。
From 73 all the way to 83.
从73篇到83篇。
If you read through those, some Asaph actually has collected quite a lot of very detailed learning from the Lord.
那么诗篇的作者亚萨，他实际上在主的面前，他收集了很仔细的很多经历。
And this psalm actually is coming from one angle that we need to maintain the purity in our heart for the Lord.
这首诗篇是从一个角度，这个角度就是我们在主的面前，我们要做一个清心的人。
Let's do not mistakenly think that all these description about the arrogant people and the wicked people to be someone around us.
那我们不要好像是把眼目注视在那些骄傲的人，那些作恶的人身上。
This is talking about someone inside of me.
实际上的话呢，这些描述不是指那些外面的人，其他人，这些描述它是指我们里面的那个旧人。
There is this arrogant and proud and wicked beings in me.
在我们的里面，我们有一个骄傲、至高、作恶的一个人。
And it's not necessary about someone doing the evils.
这其实也不见得说那个人一定是一个行恶的人。
It is about loss of the purity in life.
这里特别讲到是在这个生命中失去了那个清洁的。
And then when I went back and really, you know, meditate on this verse with, in front of the Lord.
当我在主的面前来思想这个诗篇的时候，
The Lord had shown me that what is the loss of the purity.
主让我看见说什么是失去那个清洁的心。
As I spend the time following the Lord, living a bodily life with the brothers and sisters.
当我在主的面前过所谓的跟随主过所谓的身体的生活的时候，
Throughout the years, I have started to accumulate a lot of experience, knowledge.
在过去的这年日里面，我已经慢慢开始的长了一些的经验，长了一些的知识。
A lot of things in Bible became something I've already memorized.
很多圣经里面所写的、所记的那些经文，我都可以记住了，都背下来了。
And I started to be able to basically elaborate on the Bible verses.
我甚至可以把他们串在一起呢，互相融会贯通。
I can pray long prayers.
我可以做很长的祷告。
I can fellowship with brothers and sisters, both from the depth and breadth.
我可以和弟兄姊妹们在这广度和深度上有交通。
The knowledge has been accumulated.
在我里面，圣经的知识越来越多。
Yet there's something I've ignored and I have started to walk on a slippery path.
但是呢，有一些事情被我忽略了，我好像走在那些滑地上面。
Twice in this psalm, the psalmist used the word slippery.
在这个诗篇里面有两次提到这个滑地。
First one was verse 2.
第一处是第二节。
But as for me, my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped.
至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。
And then, there is the verse. Sorry, I'm
十八节。
And verse 18, there is a surely you have set them in slippery places.
你实在把他们安在滑地。
This is talking about the slippery situation when we start to distance away from the Lord.
这是指一种光景，就在这光景里面，你开始慢慢的远离主了。
As if without the help from the Lord, the provision from the Lord.
好像你没有得到主的帮助。
I can still serve.
好像你不需要主的帮助，你还可以服侍。
I can still walk.
你好像还可以靠着自己来跟随主。
I can still pray long prayers.
你好像还可以做很长的祷告。
I can still make some differences in the church living.
好像在这个教会聚会生活中间，你还可以有一些影响。
And the psalmist is trying to tell us this is a very slippery road.
这诗篇的作者要告诉我们说，这就是滑地。
It doesn't matter how much you do.
不管你做了多少的事情，
It doesn't matter how much you say，
不管你好像传福音救了多少人，
It doesn't matter how much you think you have，
不管你自己以为你有了多少的产业，
Apart from the Lord， there's nothing you can do，
离开主你就什么事你都不能做成。
That's about the purity in heart，
这就是讲到清心的人。
And so the psalmist came back and started to describe what exactly is the experience of the purity in heart.
这个诗篇的作者就后来就在描述说什么是心的清洁。
When you are able to maintain your constant reliance on the Lord,
当你可以保持那个一直不断的与主的连接来倚靠主的时候，
maintain the purity in your heart for the Lord,
当你为了主来保守心的清洁的时候，
He will start to work in your life，
他就可以在你身体在生命中来做工。
It says here， Sorry、verse
23 23节，
Nevertheless I was continually with you，
然而我常与你同在。
The first thing isYou are being kept in the presence of the Lord.
就是我们保守自己在主的同在中。
Don't overlook this.
不要轻忽这件事情。
Many times, many situations, we think we don't really need the presence of the Lord. We can walk our own life.
许多时候我们觉得说，也许我们不需要主的同在，我们可以自己走这条天路。
It is a false sense of security.
这是一种错误的这个虚假的安全感。
The psalmist said, "You could crash to nothing within a moment."
这诗篇的作者告诉我们说，如果我们不倚靠主的话，我们可能突然就失去了一切。
No, loss of the presence of the Lord is fatal for us.
我们如果失去了主的同在，这是一个致命的事情。
Because the presence of the Lord provides for our life.
因为主的同在实际上是对我们生命的一种供应和保护。
When there is the presence of the Lord, your life is constantly being supplied by this living supply.
当我们保守自己在主的同在中间的时候，我们的生命就有主的生命在这里一直不断的供应我们。
It's constantly being renewed and satisfied.
我们的生命就能够不断的被更新，我们就能够在主的同在中我们得满足。
And you are kept with a freshness in the life.
我们的生命就能够不断的被更新，保持那个新鲜感。
And then the second is, you have taken hold of my right hand.
这里说你就握住我的右手。
How precious it is when you are walking and the Lord is taking hold of your right hand.
这是多么宝贵的一个事情！当我们在走路的时候，我们的主来握住我们的右手。
Right hand is talking about the strength of a person.
这个右手就表示这个人的力量。
So this is a picture to describe that the Lord is becoming the strength of our life.
这幅图画让我们看见的就是说，我们的主成为我们的力量。
How many times do you think you can be someone and do something, and in the end you realize you cannot even do the most little thing?
有多少的时候我们觉得我们可以靠着自己成为某个人，我们靠着自己做某些事情的时候，我们最后发现说我们实在是何等的软弱。
So he said, when you're maintained in the constant reliance on the Lord, then he is taking hold of your right hand.
这里说当我们如果能够保守自己常在主的同在中间的时候，我们的主就能够握住我们的右手。
You will be walkingsteadily and with solidity.
我们在走路的时候，我们就有这个倚靠，我们就有这个坚韧不拔的心。
And then the third, he said, with your counsel, you will guide me.
这里说你的智慧要引导我们。
How many times when something happens in our life, we wish there is the counsel?
有多少的时候，当我们生命中、生活中发生事情的时候，我们是在盼望说有人能够引导我们，给我们智慧。
We look for counsel from this person, from that person. We only forgot to get the counsel from our Lord.
我们去找这个人听他的意见，我们找那个人听他的意见，我们单单忘记了来到主的面前来听主的话语。
How blessed when the Lord of the Lord is your counsel.
是何等蒙福的一件事情，我们万主之主是我们的引导，是我们的那个导师。
And then the fourth one, because of time, I cannot stay for too long elaborating. The fourth one is, afterwards, receive me to glory.
第四个点是之后他要带我们到荣耀里面去。
And this is talking about when there is the when you maintain the complete reliance on the Lord, Lord will fill you with His glory.
这里讲到说，当我们能够完全的依靠主，在他同在中间的时候，我们的主就用他的荣耀来充满我们。
It is very amazing. Without your consciousness, the Lord is in you and He's shining.
这是何等奇妙的一件事情，虽然我们自己都没有意识到，但是主在我们的里面，他用他的荣耀的面光来照我们。
So the psalmist says, My flesh, I'm saying, whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing.
诗篇的作者在这里说，除你以外，在天上或还有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
A lot of us are very familiar with this statement, right?
弟兄姊妹们，很多弟兄姊妹都熟悉这一篇句话。
Let us come back to this and say, the Lord, truly, this is my cry.
那我们能够回到主的面前，跟主说，主啊，这实在是我们的呼求。
My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
When the purity in your heart is maintained in front of the Lord,
当你能够在主的面前保守你心的清洁的时候
，You have a single desire.
你只有一个单单的一个盼望。
You live a simple life.
你有一个很单纯的生活。
Very focused.
非常非常的有重点。
Things of the world, like if, for example, what our brother mentioned, all these coat, they cannot pull you away.
这世界上的这些东西，包括那世界上的异端，都不能把你从主的面前给拉去。
So the solution to those is to maintain the purity in your heart for the Lord.
所以这个就是答案，你要在主的面前保守清洁全正的心。
We all have some taste of the purity in our heart, in our everyday living.
在我们的生命中，在我们的生活中，我们也都尝过那些什么叫清洁的心的味道。
The Bible described first love, right?
圣经里讲到说，这是起初的爱。
We have some experience like that.
我们都有经历过这个起初的爱。
So we don't need to explain here what is first love.
所以我们不需要来解释说什么是起初的爱。
Oh, and then he said, For behold, those who are far from you will perish.And you have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you.
远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。
Now we come to the purity of the heart is about the closeness to the Lord.
我们保持心里面的全正清洁，我们就能够来亲近我们这位主。
Let's focus on maintaining the nearness, the closeness with the Lord.
我们要来保持与亲近主，与主同在。
And then your life will become singleton, very focused.
那么你的生命，你的生活就有单纯、全全的这个目的。
This is what I want to share with you, and you know, the Lord reminded me.
这就是我和弟兄姊妹来分享。
That there's something I need to return to.
有一个东西我们需要回到。
Otherwise, no matter how much I have done.No matter how much I have learned, no matter how much I have experienced.
不然的话，不管我们学了多少，我们做了多少，我们经历了多少。
It is of no value in his eyes.
在主的眼中就没有任何的价值。
How tragic is going to be when I come to the end of my life.
当我们来到生命的末了的时候，如果这样发生这种情况，那是何等悲惨的一件事情。
And then I can write a book about everything I have done.
也许我们这一生的末了，我们可以写下一本书，说我们这一生做了什么事情。
Yet I have lost closeness or nearness with the Lord.
但是呢，我们却失去了与主那个亲密亲近的那种关系。
That concludes my sharing today.
这就是我的分享。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much that you have spoken to our heart today.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你已经对我们的心来说话。
And may we have the ears to listen.
因为我们每一个人都能都有个能听的耳朵。
And the hearts to receive.
因为我们每一个人都有个心能够来领受。
And renew your love in our hearts so that we have the single desire for you.
主，实在于来更新我们里面的爱，让我们里面向着你单有单单的爱慕。
And maintain the purity in our heart for you.
主，你帮助我们，让我们里面能够保守清洁纯正的心。
Thank you so much.
我们谢谢你。
In your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We'll have some announcement.
我们有一些的祷告，一些的报告。
The first thing I can think of is it.Please be reminded that today is the last day for the registration of WCCC.
今天是我们 WCCC 报名西安特的报名最后一天的报名期。
If you want, have the, desire to attend this year's WCCC, please make sure you complete the registration today.
如果今年你打算参加西安特会的话呢，请你务必今天要登记报名。
It's a very challenging situation for our serving brothers and sisters this year because this is the first time for WCCC to be held hybrid.
对我们服侍西安特会的弟兄姊妹们，今年是特别挑战的一年，因为今年是第一次我们是属于线上和线下同时有的这模式。
And we would encourage every brother and sister to pray for this year's WCCC.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹们为今年的西安特会来迫切祷告。
A second is, next, I think next week is gonna be, I forgot who's gonna speak. Sorry, I forgot to bring my cell phone with me.
你一会儿。
Oh, Brother Juan. Brother Juan is gonna be speaking next week. Let's pray for our brother.
下个礼拜是林环弟兄分享信息，玛丽弟兄翻译。
Thank you. And also, the third thing we should share is, I don't know how many brothers and sisters know Sister Wei, who's, the wife of a brother, Wei Jianzhang.
我们不知道有多少弟兄姊妹们认识魏姊妹，是魏建章弟兄的姊妹。
And she passed away, I think, over the last couple of days.
她好像是几天前被主接走了。
And there will be a memorial service, held in, Houston.
在休斯顿的弟兄姊妹们有一个安息聚会。
That's all I want to announce. Anything else, brothers, you want to? Oh, sorry, yes. The next Tuesday, coming Tuesday, there will be especially Chinese prayer groups will have joint meetings. There's the details in a bit, listed on the website.
要来的礼拜二的祷告会是我们合并的分组祷告会。
Chinese prayer group.
对，是我们中文组对、
yes.
对合并的祷告会。然后，如果你就是需要信息的话，可以上网站，教会的网站上面有告诉你说哪一组跟哪一组合并。
Yes. That will be a. Do we have any newcomers today? Thank you.
我们今天有没有新来的弟兄姊妹们
？First time you joining us?
如果是第一次你在我们中间的话，请你站起来，那边有一位。
Do we have a brother over there and a sister over there?
后面有位弟兄，前面有位姊妹。
The sister, would you introduce yourself to us first? Oh, our sister is a student at UW. She's in the graduate school.
一位新来的姊妹，她是华大的学生。
And the brother in the back?
前面还有一位。
Is that one? Oh, Liana?
Fiona.
Yeah. Welcome. Sister Leona, she came from China.
Yeah, 这位 Fiona 姊妹中国来的。
Anyone else? All right. I guess that'll be it.
好，感谢主。
We'll conclude today's meeting. Thank you.
我们聚会停在这里。